Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Belle Horry-Burgess. Grateful and thankful to be with you all this evening. We are excited. We've got a guest on tonight. We've got one of our students from Bluefield College, an up-and-coming radio personality. What do you think about that, Israel? We have with us Israel Penn. Let me let you hear from her. Hold one, Mom.
Good evening, everyone.
Israel is, as I stated, a student at Bluefield College. She is a rising junior. And I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about herself and the wonderful things that she's doing. I had the privilege and honor of serving her and the other wonderful students at Bluefield College with BSA. Somebody called us Black Something Alliance, but we're not Black Something. We are Black Student Alliance at Bluefield College, and I am really excited to have her with me tonight as she shares her heart, her passion, and her up-and-coming blog.
Okay, so my name is Israel Penn. I'm originally from Roanoke, Virginia. My major is communications, and I'll be an up-and-coming junior. Thank God. So, remember, I'm communications. So I had this idea that I saw an interview from YouTube, and I was like, well, how do I become a sports broadcaster? Because that's the main goal. And I watched the lady on the interview. She's like, you just have to get yourself out there and dress the part. I said, yes, ma'am. So I thought of this idea where I go around Roanoke, Virginia, and interview all the top athletes and just explain their story and how they got to be who they were. This is more for them than for me. I'm going to be using these interviews for internships, so if they ask if I have any film or anything, I can just show them that. And then hopefully I'll be at ESPN one day.
That's awesome. She said, she posed the question to herself, how do I become? How do I be what it is that I want to be? And I think that's something that each of us ask ourselves. We all probably struggle with that at one point or another to actually fulfill what it is we've been called to do, we've been assigned to do, we've been purposed to do. And the blessing is that Israel, at a young age, understands what it is that she wants to do with her life. She wants to be a sports personality. I'm calling her sports personality already. I mean, she's starting her own blog show. She's already out there interviewing. She's going to interview people who are going to do big things, and they're going to remember that first interview with Israel. Well, with Kehlani. That's sort of hot, Kehlani. but it's amazing to me when I see young people especially actually pursuing their dreams. I'm sure that there have been some times, Israel, that you maybe doubted yourself. Tell us a little bit about your journey and what really made you want to become a sports personality.
So I was about 4 years old when I started watching ESPN. So I just had the love of sports my whole life. And it's crazy because when I was first a freshman in college, I didn't know what to do. I was scared to even go into college. And I had my major, it was sports management. And I just went through my classes and was like, I don't really like this. I don't think that's the thing for me. So I went to my advisor, and he was like, oh, yeah, this is not for you. You might as well change it to communication. That's just God talking to me. Like, now you know exactly what you have in order for you to do it. I ordered your steps, so just go ahead and do what you got to do. I said, yes, sir.
Y'all hear that, right? She talking to us. She got insight. She was able to hear God through a vessel. And from the instructions that she got, she was obedient. She followed through. Now, y'all, how often is it that we get instructions from God? We hear him. We have a relationship with him where we understand his voice clearly, and he gives us instructions. How often do we really follow through with what he said? How often do we end up with regrets because we didn't follow through? And then we want to blame everybody. Oh, if they had done this, or if I hadn't, oh, we just come up with so many excuses why we did not become what God would have us become. When it really boils down to us obeying his voice and following through with what God has called us to do. I'm excited, even with what Israel is doing with kicking it with Kehlani. The empowerment phase, we're going to help her take it a step further. She's going to do her blog, but we're going to let her come on Empowerment Radio, and she's going to interview some of her guests on our show. She can even interview BC Ram players and other college players outside of the local Roanoke, but we want to help her become what it is that God has called her to. It excites me when I see young people pursuing passion. Y'all know me. Y'all know I'm all about the reality, all about becoming, all about pursuing purpose, all about being according to what God has called us to. So the Empowerment Place, Israel, will help you. Ms. Val will help you in whatever way she can for you to be exactly what God has called you to be. What would you say, Israel, to other young people who may be out there and being in college is sometimes a struggle because you get there with an idea of what it is you want to do, but then you find out it's not it. What advice could you give to new students? There are a lot of young kids that I know now that are getting ready to go to college for the first time, and they have dreams and they have an anticipated plan, and that plan doesn't always work. What would you say to those students?
For incoming students, I just want to say be humble. And even though you might, to be honest, you might lose some friends, actually. I came in with a few. I only have one left with me. Just be humble all the time. And, you know, like I said, you might lose friends. So go hang around the advisors. I hang around my advisors, and I hang around, like, the big people at school. Because at the end of the day, I'm not really worried about what friends going to be with me. I know the president. The president knows my name. You know, the VP knows my name. So just be humble and just get a lot of connects as you can. That's the most important. It's about who you know in this industry. So that's all I would say.
Tell us a little bit about your academic journey, though. Like, it is important that you know what academics are. Are you an honor student? Is it challenging? How do you, you know, what's the game plan with that?
I came in on academic probation. My grades, they were all right, but they wasn't enough to be where I need to be. So I came in academic probation. Ms. Workman, shout out to Ms. Workman, and Ms. Fry, I love them. She's my academic coach. I came in, did what I was supposed to do, got off of probation, and now it's just like it's smooth. Your freshman year is so easy. It's so much fun. But once it gets to sophomore and junior, oh, you're going to be stressed. But you always get through. You would think you're just down and depressed and everything. You always get through. God has a way, and that's the plan.
That's good. That's good. So for any and everybody listening, she's given us some great advice in having the right connections, being connected to the right people. You don't want to be in that birds of a feather flock together and you're with a bunch of buzzards or a bunch of turkeys. You don't want that. You want to be soaring like an eagle. So you want to make sure that you're with those who are flying high, who are about business, who want to make things happen, not just for their life, but for those that they are connected to. And also use resources that are available to you. And that's all of us. May not just be college student. It may not be on a job, it might just be with life. If you're struggling with any area of your life, get help. Seek out the resources you need to get you to a good place. A lot of times we get frustrated because life isn't going the way we planned, but we never seek out the help that we need to get us where we need to be. And we just keep complaining and moping and doing everything else. But like Israel said, you got to be about your business. You've got to seek out those that can help you get to the place that you want to be in. And you've got to be mindful of those that you're connected to. Whew, Lord. Yeah. A lot of times we say, oh, life is so political. I ain't going to say it's political, but in a sense it is, because it really does matter who you know. It does matter. It does matter who you know. That's why I'm glad I know who my daddy is, my heavenly father, because my earthly father's gone. But I know who my daddy is, and because of who my daddy is, doors were open for me that I never saw, closed that I don't need to enter. God just has a way of setting things in motion for us when we are obedient to his will, his purpose, and his plan for our lives. And so we are so excited, again, to have had Israel with us this evening to share with us her vision, her launch. When is Kicking It with Kehlani going to start?
And tell us about some of the
guests. Kicking It with Kehlani, the trailer will be dropping tomorrow. The trailer is just about who volunteered to be on season one and who I got to respond for season one. The actual vlog will start May 7th when I'll actually start doing the interviews. Some of the people I have on there, with his name is Beyonce Tucker. He goes to Salem. He's a senior. He has 3 state rings for football. I got my friend Khadija, her little brother. He's in AAU football. I have kids. I have Trinity Jefferson, sorry. She's in 3rd grade, and she's like the top prospect girl in Roanoke. I have a special segment called Coaches where I get to interview the coaches that have been here longer than me, then I get some good insight on that. So that's going to be good. Champ Hubbard, Mike Hedrick. Mike Hedrick was the first year of PH basketball, and he led his girls to state this year, so that's going to be a great interview, his first year. Who else do I have? Oh, I got track, softball, baseball. I just got top athletes in Roanoke that was willing to do the interviews for me. So it's a blessing for me to allow myself to do these interviews for these kids.
That's awesome. Awesome. Look, folks, she's doing this. She's about to be a junior in college, and she's making moves because she understands what it is she wants, and she knows that you got to put in the work to get it. So there might be somebody out there listening today, and you feel like, I can't do it. I'm going to read you something from my book, My Realities Reveal. You can find this book on Amazon.com. But one of the segments is entitled Just Stronger Than You Think. Let me find it. Israel, you're not helping me? Here it is. So it says, you're stronger than you think. And the scripture is Ephesians 6:10, and it says, last of all, I want to remind you that your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. And sometimes we say, I got this. And if you do, why are you contemplating what your next steps are going to be? Why is there hesitation? Take a moment and reflect on things you've encountered. Heartbreak, loss of jobs, loss of loved ones. There's always been something. Remember the times you felt overwhelmed and wanted to give up? Guess what? Still here. Because of this power that worketh in you, you have been girded up and strengthened to make a difference. A key I've learned about recognizing my strength is not to minimize the success I experience, no matter how minimal they seem, as they are all notable and substantial. I need you to pull out your mirror and see the superhero in front of you. Yes, you. Today, I want you to affirm yourself. Say, I'm stronger than I think. Okay, that wasn't too convincing. I don't think I heard anybody. I don't even think you were feeling it. I need you to do that again. Pull out your imaginary mirror.
look at yourself and say, I'm stronger than I think. Yeah, that was better. Now hold on to that enthusiasm and that inward power placed in you by the Lord and keep it moving. There will be afflictions that we face. There will be trials and tribulations we encounter. There is nothing too hard for God, and He will not put more on us than we can bear. So let me recommend to you, my brothers and sisters that are listening on tonight, the same way that Israel has stepped out, realizing that the strength within her is not hers, but it's because of the relationship that she has with God. It's because of her obedience to her word, to His word, that she's able to move forward and be what God has called her to be. I'm going to recommend to you all, find an accountability partner. Israel said that she started Bluefield College with a few friends, but she still got one. And I can tell you that one friend is her accountability partner. She told you she has mentors, she has coaches, she has people that aid her in staying grounded on this journey. And I recommend that same thing to each one of you. You don't have to do this alone. No matter what it is you're faced and how you're feeling, you are stronger than you think, but you will find someone to help you in this journey. Take time. Seek out godly counsel. Seek out godly mentors. Seek out godly resources. Use the Holy Spirit, which is our guide and our truth. Utilize the Holy Spirit to help you find exactly what it is you need. So that just like Israel and kicking it with Kehlani, you'll be able to launch out into what it is that God has called you to. Whether it be a radio personality, whether it be an author, whether it be a teacher, whether it's just being the best you desire to be, whatever it is, know that you have the ability. You have the capacity and the propensity within you from God Himself to be successful in what He's called you to be. Again, we're excited. We thank you so much, Israel, for being with us this evening. Listeners, we're grateful for each one of you who have joined us on this evening, and we pray that something has been said to spark a fire in you, to get you excited about being what it is God has called you to be. You're stronger than you think. Y'all understand? You are stronger than you think. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor for this time that we've spent with our listening audience on tonight. God, we thank you for your word declares that the steps of the righteous are ordered by you. And God, we thank you for the steps that you prepared for Israel, for the days, the weeks, the months, the years to come. God, that greatness is awaiting her. And God, she's diligent to do it the way that you intend. We ask, Father, that you would continue to be with her. Thank her. Oh, God, thank you for the favor that rests upon her life. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing in her life and those others who are pursuing purpose. How we thank you, God. We honor you. We give you glory and count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We do want to remind you, listeners, that my first two books are available on Amazon.com. My Realities Revealed, which is a journey of empowerment. It's a journal to help you throughout the year come to terms with some of the things you may face, everything that I faced in life that God has helped me to overcome so that I'm able to be who He's called me to be. And the second one, I Am His Daughter, who was co-authored by my sister Nina. I mean, it speaks about our relationship with our earthly father and the significance of our relationship with our Heavenly Father. So again, those are both available on Amazon.com. We thank you so much for your support in purchasing those books. We also encourage you to send in your prayer request, as we will have intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. You can send your request on Facebook. Find me, Valerie Burrell, or you can email them at empower_yourself
@yahoo.com. As always, it's our desire that you do something every day to be empowered. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. We say God bless you tonight. Have a wonderful evening. Until next week, we say good night and God bless.